We're going to put the phones on hold right now, and we're going to take a look 1 year out from the Rio Olympics at rowing, and we're going to be joined right now by the lovely and talented Susan Francie. Susan, welcome to the Spano Black Attack. How are you this morning?
Hello. I am doing great. Thank you.
Are you going to tell me nobody else called you lovely and talented this morning yet in this little media tour?
Not this morning.
What about in your daily life? Because, you know, I'm looking at your bio, and I do remember you from the Olympics. You're a great athlete. You're smart enough to have graduated the University of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And you do some modeling. So lovely, talented.
Thank you.
And you live down the street from me in Princeton, New Jersey. My network's based in San Francisco, but I'm up in Long Island, New York. I feel like driving down to come to see you.
Well, hey, you know, let's go out.
There you go. I'll consider it a date. if you like to find food, I'm your guy.
All right.
And then we'll go for a run and work it off because, you know, steak has a lot of calories, but it tastes real good.
Hey, it's okay. We eat about 5,000 calories, so that's all right. We can have a couple steaks.
Oh, all right. You know, back in my more competitive athletic days, I did a lot of boxing, mixed martial arts, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I couldn't even get down. It's always funny when you do this and you talk about eating 5,000 calories a day and you kind of measure and weigh your food. Did you ever notice you'd get to about two-thirds of the way through the day and you're like, how am I going to choke all this food down so that my muscles don't cannibalize? It's always really a challenge when you're that active to find enough time to eat all this food.
It is. And actually, it's even tougher just finding the right foods. You know, because, you know, we can't just eat Ben and Jerry's to get those calories. So it's definitely about finding good ways to get, you know, like a good balanced meal.
All right. Well, I'm officially in love, and moving that aside for just about, you know, up until about 20 after. And then, you know, I'll kind of pursue my infatuation again later on. But let's actually look 1 year out from the 2016 mm-hmm. Olympics in Rio. Obviously, your guys are getting primed and ready. And let's take a look at where your training is. Do you feel you're peaking at the right time for 2016, number one? And number two, how valuable is your experience as somebody who's won gold in both the 2012 and 2008 Olympics? How valuable is that experience for you?
Well, first of all, yeah, the team is looking really strong. I just feel like we're unstoppable, which is fantastic, and we just keep getting stronger, and, you know, it's almost like a joke. We're a victim of our own success because there's just so much, there's so many younger girls who are now, you know, fighting for my spot, and it's great. It really just keeps pushing us forward, so that's really going awesome. And what was your other question?
The other question was the advantage. We talked about the fact that
it's like of my experience.
Advantage of experience, having been down this
road. Well, you know, I joke with them that, you know, I have, like, this old lady power, which, I mean, I'm not an old lady, and you'll see that on our date. But no, it's kind of cool because they definitely, you know, look up to me for that experience. But at the same time, the young kids keep me on my toes.
I'm absolutely sure of that. And again, that is the voice of the lovely and talented Susan Francie joining us here on The Attack. We're talking Olympic rowing 1 year out from the Rio Games. Next up, of course, you have a relationship with Liberty Mutual, and they're mm-hmm. instrumental in your success as an Olympian, not only with their funding and helping you guys train, but something really cool. As somebody who's won a couple of gold medals, and they have a lot of value, protect them. So talk about your relationship with Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, so actually it's so great to have you know, sponsors like Liberty Mutual. They help fund us. You know, a lot of people have this misconception that the government funds Olympic athletes, and that's completely incorrect. Basically, these sponsors give money to the U.S. Olympic Committee, which is a nonprofit, and they help give us, you know, a stipend, which, you know, helps keep me going for my dream. And the other really cool thing that Liberty Mutual is doing is they're insuring all of the Olympic medals, which, you know, I wish they had been around, you know, starting in 2008. They could have insured my medals, but I think it's a really kind of cool thing to offer that I guess, you know, a lot of other companies can't.
Susan, let's also, I do want to address one thing that's come to my attention. You know, you talked about how well prepared you are, how the team is focused, how your experience pays dividends. And you're going to be going in the Olympics like you have the previous two in the women's eight. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's roll it forward and let's head down to Rio a little bit. Big issues with pollution in the waters. How concerned are you about that? And how concerned are your teammates about the safety factor of getting into what seems to be some heavily polluted waters? And what is the U.S. Olympic Committee doing to make sure you guys are going to be safe and protected from disease in Rio?
Well, actually, I was just down in Rio about a month ago, and we were doing a test event with the Junior World Championships. And unfortunately, a couple kids did get sick, and I also got sick. But I think that we've kind of figured out the right precautions to take, and we talked to a lot of other countries, NGBs, who will help kind of, you know, kind of figure out what is the best way to, you know, approach the Olympics, so that all of the athletes can be at their absolute, you know, best and not have to worry about being sick. So, unfortunately, it is something that that we have to kind of deal with. But I think if we take the right precautions, it's not going to be an issue.
Now, if you need somebody to take care of you, I love Rio. I'll be happy to come down here and keep an eye on you. You know?
Thank you. Yes.
Make sure you're in tip-top shape if you need a nursemaid.
Are we going to have our date in Rio?
No, we're going to get to that before that. You got to leave your number with my
producer.
You got to leave your number with my producer after we end this interview before you move on to your next one, so I can call you up, because I am right down the road. I'm only a couple hours away, and I'm headed to Jersey today for New York Giants camp. So.
Oh, really? Well, hey, yeah. I'll go there. I'll go.
There you go. Leave your number with my producer. I'll call you on my way down. we'll chat then. Moving along, you know, obviously this is going to be your third Olympiad. You say you're the old lady of the group, but you're still a very young, vibrant woman. Very young, very vibrant.
What do you see the future holding
for you after 2016 in Rio? Is it going to be more competitive rowing, or are you going to turn the page and move on to the next chapter of your life?
Well, I'm actually already kind of, you know, starting to, like, get into that next transition. So I'm actually starting at UCLA this fall, just a part-time program to get my MBA. So I kind of, after Rio, really want to kind of focus on going towards a business degree and kind of transitioning out of sports, but applying a lot of those soft skills into just like a career in, you know, consulting or management or just something along those lines.
Man, you got it all. Beauty, brains, articulate, athletic, first-class athlete, you're doing it all. I mean, couldn't be much better package out there as far as an athlete. You really got your head screwed on right. It looks like as bright as your future, as your present has been, and your future's going to be in athletics, your life after athletics looks even more promising because of the great education.
I need to call you more often for these pump-up speeches. I'll call you as soon as you want.
You leave your number, and I will boost your ego. You will feel like the greatest person on the face of the planet when I'm done talking to you. Because
for all of your guests?
Not all of them. Only the ones I really take a shine to. And you're the first one I've taken a shine to in a long, long time.
Oh, you must have seen the ESPN picture.
Yes, and I've been on the website. I'm very, very pleased. I'm quite smitten, and we'll just leave it right there. This really was truly a pleasure. Apologize to the person running the media tour for me keeping you a little long, I know you've got to keep moving, but I can say you're welcome on these airwaves anytime, and you're welcome to reach out to me any way you want at any time. Best of luck going forward in Rio, and hopefully I speak to you very, very soon.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was the lovely and talented Susan Francia joining us here on The Attack.